आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सरबजीत कौर। द हेडलाइंस। ब्रिक्स लीडर्स कंडेम पहलगाम टेरर अटैक एंड रीअफर्म देयर कमिटमेंट टू कॉम्बैट द मेनेस इन ऑल इट्स फॉर्म्स एंड मैनिफेस्टेशंस। Prime Minister Narendra Modi tells BRICS summit that there should be no hesitation in imposing sanctions against terrorists. Election Commission says special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar progressing smoothly with active cooperation of electors. Death toll in Texas flash floods rises to 80 in US. First round of indirect ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas in Qatar ends without any agreement. India crush England by massive 336 runs to win second test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy and level 5-match series 1-1. And Harvinder Singh bags 2 gold medals at Asian Para Archery Championships in Beijing. And now the news in detail. In a significant move, the leaders' declaration at the ongoing BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil has condemned in the strongest terms the terrorist attack in Jammu and Kashmir of April 22nd, which killed 26 people. The BRICS leaders have reaffirmed their commitment to combat terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including the cross-border movement of terrorists, terrorism financing, and safe havens. It has urged to ensure zero tolerance for terrorism and reject double standards in countering terrorism. Details from our correspondent.
The issue of the menace of terrorism was raised by Prime Minister during the BRICS summit when the session on peace and security came up. He thanked the member countries for strongly condemning the Pahalgam terror attack and for those who expressed solidarity for India. He termed it as a direct attack on the soul, identity and dignity of India. He further added that it was a blow not only to India but to the entire humanity. He urged for zero tolerance for terrorism and further added that there should be no hesitation in imposing sanctions against terrorists. He also reaffirmed that India stands for dialogue and diplomacy to resolve conflicts and achieve global peace. He invited the BRICS leaders to India for the next summit to be held under its chairmanship next year. Sudhindra, Akashwani News from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that there should be no hesitation in imposing sanctions against terrorists. He said victims and supporters of terrorism cannot be weighed on the same scale. Addressing the session on peace and security at the BRICS summit in Brazil, Mr. Modi said terrorism has emerged as the most serious challenge to the humanity today. He said the terrorist attack in Pahalgam on 22nd April was a direct attack on the soul, identity and dignity of India. The Prime Minister said if any country supports terrorism directly or indirectly, it will have to pay the price for it. He said BRICS member countries must speak out as a group in one voice against terrorism and its supporters. Mr. Modi said condemnation of terrorism must be our principle, not a mere convenience. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in the outreach session on strengthening multilateralism, economic financial affairs and artificial intelligence along with BRICS members, partners and outreach invitees at the 17th BRICS summit. In his address, Mr. Modi emphasized BRICS as a catalyst for global cooperation and a multipolar world. He urged for demand-driven approach and long-term financial sustainability in NDB-led projects. The Prime Minister highlighted India's initiatives in agri-biotech, digital education access, and called for a BRICS science and research repository. On AI, he stressed on responsible governance and invited the BRICS partners for the AI Impact Summit that India will be hosting next year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met with Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim on the sidelines of the 17th BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Both leaders reviewed progress in various areas of India-Malaysia comprehensive strategic partnership, including defense, counterterrorism, education, trade and investment, and pharma. The two leaders also discussed India-ASEAN partnership. Mr. Modi thanked Mr. Ibrahim for his strong condemnation of the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. Mr. Modi also met President of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel Bermúdez, on the sidelines of the summit. Both leaders exchanged views on various facets of India-Cuba relationship, including in the areas of economic cooperation, biotechnology, pharma, Ayurveda, and traditional medicine, digital public infrastructure, and UPI, disaster management, and capacity building. Economic Relations Secretary Damu Ravi has said that the two-day BRICS summit assumes significant importance in the context of the fast-changing global developments. Briefing media in Rio de Janeiro, Mr. Ravi said Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit assumes added importance as India will be taking over the chair of BRICS next year. He added that Prime Minister Modi reiterated that the global organizations of the 20th century lacked the capacity to deal with the challenges of the 21st century, and therefore he underscored the importance of reforming the multilateral organizations.
Honorable Prime Minister's visit assumes added importance, and the fact that India is a founding member of the BRICS, India had always participated in the BRICS summit, and also the fact that next year India will be taking over the chair. Honorable Prime Minister's participation assumes greater significance and importance given that background.
Mr. Ravi also informed that Prime Minister Modi highlighted that BRICS could play an important role in shaping a multipolar world. He added that Mr. Modi also gave a few suggestions in terms of considering setting up a science and research repository in the BRICS group.
He reiterated that the global organizations of the 20th century lacked the capacity to deal with the challenges of the 21st century, and therefore he underscored the importance of reforming the multilateral organization. He called for a multipolar and inclusive world order and stated that the global governance institution must undergo urgent reform to reflect the contemporary realities and times.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the Morning News. The Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in Bihar is being implemented smoothly at the ground level with the active cooperation of the electors. In a statement, the Election Commission informed that the initial phase of SIR is almost complete, with the forms having been made available to all the electors who were available. As of today, over 1 crore 69 lakh enumeration forms have been received. The uploading of forms has also started simultaneously, with 7.25% of the forms already uploaded so far. A report.
As per the instructions, draft electoral rolls that will be issued on the 1st of next month will contain the names of persons whose enumeration forms are received. The electors can submit their documents any time before the 25th of this month. After publication of the draft electoral rolls, if any document is deficient, electoral registration officers can obtain such documents from the electors whose name appears in the draft electoral rolls during scrutiny in the claims and objection period. As many as 77,895 BLOs are going house to house to help the electors fill out their enumeration forms and collect them. In a large number of cases, the BLOs are also taking live pictures of the electors and uploading them, saving the elector the trouble of getting their pictures clipped. With Suparna Sekia, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In United States, the death toll from devastating flash floods in Texas has risen to 80, including 28 children. Search efforts continue for 11 missing girls and a counselor from Camp Mystic, a summer camp near the Guadalupe River, where torrential rains caused the river to overflow. The flash floods, which hit Friday, has severely impacted the Texas Hill Country, with Kerr County, home to the camp, suffering the highest casualties. Sheriff Larry Lather confirmed that 68 people have been found dead in Kerr County, including 28 children. The first round of indirect ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas held in Qatar ended without any agreement, Palestinian sources said. The discussions, which took place in Doha yesterday, was aimed to find a path to a ceasefire and hostage release deal. The negotiations resumed just before Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's third trip to Washington since US President Donald Trump returned to office nearly 6 months ago. Rainfall today hit parts of Delhi NCR early this morning, leading to densely clouded skies. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, East Madhya Pradesh, Madhya Maharashtra and Vidarbha today. The Met Department also predicted heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, gusty winds and lightning over parts of northwest India, including Uttarakhand, Gujarat, Konkan, Goa, Orissa, Madhya Pradesh, coastal Karnataka and Uttar Pradesh today. The IMD said rainfall with thunderstorms, gusty winds and lightning is likely to prevail over northwest, west, northeast, east, central and southern peninsular India over the next 7 days. In Himachal Pradesh, monsoon fury continued to disrupt normal life. Since June 20th, the active southwest monsoon has caused heavy rainfall, triggering landslides and cloud bursts. Meteorological Department has issued orange and yellow alerts for heavy rainfall in the state until July the 10th. And now news from the world of sports.
India registered a historic 336-run victory over hosts England in the second cricket test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Edgbaston, Birmingham last night, levelling the five-match cricket series 1-1. This victory marked India's first ever test win at the venue, breaking a 58-year winless streak at the ground. Despite rain delaying day 5 start by 100 minutes, India's bowlers managed to take the remaining 7 wickets of the hosts. Akashdeep delivered a match-winning 10-wicket haul, becoming only the second Indian bowler to achieve this feat in England after Chetan Sharma in 1986. At the Asian Para Archery Championships in Beijing, Harvinder Singh won 2 gold medals, helping India secure second place in the medal standings behind China. At the World Boxing Cup in Astana, Kazakhstan, Indian women Olympians Jasmine Lamboria, Sakshi and Nupur each won gold in their respective weight classes. And in Wimbledon tennis, India's Yogi Bhambri alongside American Robert Galloway will play in the third round of the men's doubles today. Bhambri is the only Indian player still in contention. Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In our bilingual live phone-in program Public Speak, tonight at 9:30 p.m. we will bring an insightful discussion on EPFO's digital transformation, simplifying processes for better service delivery with Ramesh Krishnamurthy, Central Provident Fund Commissioner, Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO. To participate, listeners can dial telephone numbers 011-2342-1050 and 011-2331-0464, 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Sarabjit. Most newspapers today open with the 17th edition of BRICS Summit. BRICS declaration hits out at Pahalgam attacks, as the Hindustan Times. Pahalgam in declaration, BRICS leaders condemn J&K attack on terror, zero tolerance, mentions the Indian Express. Quoting the Election Commission, no change in instructions for voter list revision in Bihar, headlines the Hindu. With an eye on market access in its area of interest, India seeks edge in U.S. trade pact for labor intensive goods, informs the Hindu Business Line. On 90th birthday, Dalai Lama urges world to practice bodhicit, writes the statesman. And finally, a jubilant Team India celebrating their victory is seen on the front page of the Pioneer. India breaks 58-year-old Edgbaston jinx, thrashing England by 336 runs, says the newspaper. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. BRICS leaders condemn Pahalgam terror attack and reaffirm their commitment to combat the menace in all its forms and manifestations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi tells BRICS summit that there should be no hesitation in imposing sanctions against terrorists. Election Commission says special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar progressing smoothly with active cooperation of electors. Death toll in Texas flash floods rises to 80. First round of indirect ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas in Qatar ends without any agreement. India crush England by massive 336 runs to win second test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy and level 5 match series 1-1. And Harvinder Singh bags 2 gold medals at Asian Para Archery Championships in Beijing. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.